to alter their lives. And we do this for your benefit. And so I hope you'll take advantage of it while we still have the opportunity to make it available to you. For those of you who are newcomers to us, next Sunday after service, we'll start 4 weeks of orientation, not 4 continuous weeks. That's 1 week, one day afternoon, Sunday afternoon for 4 weeks up in my office. I invite you to come sit with us if you've not had the opportunity to get to know us, what we do, and help us understand who you are and what God wants to do through you. Now then, let's receive the morning tithes and offerings. Thank you so much for your faithful waves. This morning, we are having what we call an Encounter Sunday. Now, I want to underscore for you why we are intentional about this. There is coming an age in the earth when there will be a great deception released from the spirit of darkness. It's important to me that you understand the presence, the manifest presence of God. That you understand how to relate personally to God the Holy Spirit. Where is Jesus today?
He's in my heart.
No, he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Who is the resident Lord of the church in the earth today? The Holy Spirit. He said, it is expedient for you that I go away, because if I do, I will send another who is just like me, who will be with you forever. And he will guide you unto all truth, and he will show you things to come. It's important that you learn his presence, because when the deception comes, it will sound right in your ears, but inside you'll have this vibration going off because you know it's a different spirit. So part of what we attempt to do on a monthly basis is supply the opportunity for you to personally engage the Lord. Jay is going to be facilitating our process today, and Pete is going to be leading us through worship. But our goal, as Pete said earlier, is meet God, plus nothing. We want you to be trained up in his spirit. So, Pete, if you'd be so kind as to open the heavens, we'd be happy to crowd through it with you.
Okay.
Inheritance.
Irish in here? See your hand if you're Irish. There's a proud Irish woman, or I think that was a woman. That's a very old Irish hymn. It's funny that even though it was a long time ago, God was there speaking through somebody.
Lord. Hallelujah. It's an encounter Sunday. I'm going to say something. I worked outside in the backyard. Those of you who have homes, backyards, you ever work in the yard? Spent 2 or 3 hours out there moving logs and stuff like that. I talked to God for 3 hours. He's always there. He is always there. There is no limit to God. Somebody say amen, please. Amen. He is always ready to listen to you. He is always ready to talk to you. Always, no exceptions. Thank you. is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power in hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No power.
Good morning. One space for two people. It's interesting. Thank you, sir. God is good all the time. I love the story of the Perrymans today, sharing about what God's done in their life. It's incredible. And thank you guys for sharing that, encouraging us with that. Psalm 42 says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go, or when can I go and meet with God? Have you ever not felt that? I know I haven't felt that. There's been times where that just seems like a distant thought, a distant standard that's unachievable. I want to have a very honest discussion with you guys today. You guys okay with that? Okay. Recently, I've been considering future plans, and who's here considered future plans at any given time in their life. And in these plans, I was pondering all these different possible futures and where is it that God wants me to go and all these types of things. And I had the great fortune, actually Katie and I had the great fortune to come across an old friend. Many of you actually know him. And as I was talking with him about all these things, he said to me, I have some counsel for you. You can take it or leave it. And don't consider this to be an indictment, but this is what I'm thinking. Revelations 2, verse 4. In there, God says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Now, when you dig into those words and that scripture, read around it. He's talking to the Church of Ephesus, and he compliments them at first, and he basically says, listen, you guys have great form. You have strong doctrine. You have great perseverance, and you're doing all these things in my name, and well done. Good job. But I have this against you. You have forsaken your first love. And then he says, remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things which you did first. I took this to heart because it really hit me at home. I realized the questions I was asking God were basically, what do I do next? Where do I go from here? What is that going to do for me? What is that going to do to me? How can I do that? Do I even want to do that? What are you trying to do to me? Me. You guys familiar with the me monster? I think we all have that creep up at some point. You know, as we're discussing this, we realize that there's times when we get very comfortable in our Christianity. We've had our first love of Jesus, and we fall away from that. We fall away from that first initial love, and we start to place around ourselves the different forms of religion that help us to qualify in our minds why we do what we do and who we are in the Lord. We lose our sensitivity to and our driving need for the Lord. We can go overly focused on our own lives and are setting our own course and trying to have our way. And we start to rely upon the things that kind of have us by the throat, right? Your job. You trust on your provision from your job. It's something that can hold you back. There's relationships that you have with people that almost tie you down. You think about your past and where it is that God is calling you to, and it's got you by the throat, and it's pulling you back. And you can't let go of it for fear of what's going to happen in that change. But God's called us to more than that. We forget our first love. I realized when I was pondering these things that when I'm spending time with the Lord, I'm spending it focused on coming to Him for something. Am I talking to anybody today? Are you there? I come to Him for myself. I come to Him for my needs. I come to Him for the needs of my family, for others. I come to Him many times for your needs with healing or encouragement. I ask Him for wisdom and for guidance and revelation and strength and perseverance and understanding. When did I come to Him for Him? When did I come to Him for Him? Our interactions with the Lord will oftentimes become transactional. We're not called to have a transactional relationship with the Lord. That's a business relationship. You can have that. He'll meet you there. We're not being relational with Him. I know I've struggled with that many times. When was the last time I just wanted to get to know Him better? Don't worry, the pants are staying on. I know. That's an awkward position, Pete.
When was the last time I just wanted to get to know Him better? When was the last time I shared with Him how much I love Him? I love Him. When was the last time I felt it? When was the last time I praised Him just for who He is? When was the last time I really praised Him? When was the last time I longed to be in His presence? When was the last time I wept at His feet? I have to ask myself the question, am I pursuing God or am I simply living life within the confines of the systems that I've set up within my life or allowed to be set up within my life? To make it feel like I'm doing enough to get by as a Christian. Where's my hunger? Where's my desire? Where's my thirst? Where's my longing for more of Him? Do you guys ever feel that? What's wrong with me? The scripture says, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? I need Jesus. You need Jesus. We can do all of these things well. We can have good doctrine. We can go to church on Sunday. We can get up. We can seek the Lord. We can try to understand what we're supposed to do to be a good Christian. And those things are, don't get me wrong, we need to do all those things. But that is not our relationship with the Lord. We come to a point where we're worshiping the form and we're not worshiping Him. As we need the presence of the Lord, we need to get into the presence of the Lord. We need to abandon ourselves in the presence of the Lord. We need Him to penetrate our deepest inner man. We need Him to transform us. We need to get to know Him better. We need to become less like us. More like Him. That's not easy to do. You can't do it on your own. You can't just set out and say, I'm going to be more like God today, and go and do it. It takes our time. It takes our desire. It takes us being willing to stop and be with Him. Just for Him, not for what we can hope to get out of Him. When, like Moses, do we climb the mountain and get to the place where he says, remove your shoes because the ground you walk on is holy? When was the last time one of us got down on our knees and praised Him and said, Lord, I have nothing that didn't come from You. My very life is in You. I want to know You. Take me as I am right now, Lord. Just like at the very beginning. And let me get to know You better, Father. When do we wait there? I have a hunger for the Lord right now. In preparing this message, I find where the standard is of where we should be in Him and where I am right now. And recognize it's not unachievable. It is a rich standard. And I want to be there. I want to get to know Him better. I want to get into His presence. This is an Encounter Sunday. We don't need to be trained today. We don't need to do anything specific today. The agenda today is Him. You heard Pete today. Most important thing at the top of my list is that you meet with God today. Because He's the only one that can make you more like Him.
And many of us walked in this morning with our hearts dressed on the inside like I was dressed this morning. We want to be right and proper before the Lord. It's right and proper that if you're going to be preaching on a Sunday morning, you wear a suit and tie, nice shoes, a watch, things like that. Those things aren't bad. But we come to the Lord with our forms. We need to come to the Lord with ourselves, with our hearts. We're not called to have merely a transactional relationship with the Lord. We're called to have an intimate relationship with our Father. The first is an orphan mindset. You can only approach your father or your new father as a resource. The second is the relationship of a son, an heir, who's about his father's business. To be about your father's business means you understand your father's business, which means you understand your father, so that you can rule on the benefit of your father and not your own benefit. So this morning, I believe, is about removing those forms, those religious things that we've allowed to come in, the things that tie us back, the things that hold us down, the things that make us look like good Christians, the things that we feel like we are checking the box so that we can be good Christians. It's about coming before the Lord, stripped down, not carrying any of those things. It's just about your relationship with Him. It's just about Him. I don't know about you, but I've had times in recent past where I'm sitting here worshiping God, and my mind is racing all over the place about everything that's going on in my life. If I were to challenge myself to stay focused on Him for longer than 5 seconds, I can't do it, because something else comes in. What is that? We didn't start that in that place. And if you don't know Jesus yet, that's not where we start. But His love is big enough for all of us. If you read further into Psalm 42, there's a refrain that shows up a few times between Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, and it goes like this. This is following the deer pants for streams of water. In verse 5, it says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." It's the remedy, folks. We praise Him. We get into His presence and we praise Him for Him. Not for what we want to get out of Him. We praise Him for Him. If you find yourself in a similar place that I'm in right now, God makes a promise to us. It says in James 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." For many of us, we can read this scripture and recognize that, as David's talking about, as the deer pants for the water, there's a recognition that David had been in the presence of the Lord before, and he knew what he was missing. How many of us have been in the presence of the Lord before and been in that place where you're just quaffing down the rivers of God? It's too much. Stuff's just going by because you can't consume it all. Right? And you're being completely satisfied by it. And you recognize where you are now. That's the panting. There are those here that may not know the Lord yet, and they've never tasted of that river. The panting comes because there's nothing like it. So the promise to you, if you have never been in the presence of the Lord like that before, and you want to know Him better, God is here today, and He wants to meet you. Okay? We're going to go back into worship here. I would encourage you to let all the other stuff go right now, to be who you are before the Lord, warts and all, and just come to meet with Him, for Him, not for you, but for Him. But Pete.
about you, but I say amen to all of that. I need a second. Some guy came up here and took his clothes off. You know, this is simple, but I'll say it. You are body, soul, and spirit. If you can stand, please go ahead. It's okay to tell your body to do what your heart wants. I didn't say you had to stand up, I'm just saying. For a lot of folks, it helps. It helps them. It's like a wake up. We're going to at least do a couple more songs, and the next couple songs have in the title Surrender. I always find that strange. I have to surrender to God. I guess I've known him long enough where you know, I want to release you from something. If you struggle with trusting the Lord, I suggest that you deal with that with Him. You can't surrender to something you don't trust. You can't surrender to Him. It's okay to tell God what you think and how you feel. Can someone see what's going on with this microphone, please? That's where intimacy, what Jay's been talking about, that's one of the things that's got to happen. God is okay with where you are. He wants you to be honest. Okay? I just felt like there was at least one person in here that's an issue in their life. You know, when I have a struggle or a bad attitude or something about God I might not like, I tell him. I don't like this. And then he brings me around and shows me how wrong I am. And he's big enough. You hear me? He's big enough. Okay. Are we ready, gentlemen and lady? How many? verse. Lord, I
Not stopping, I'm just informing you for a moment. I'd like to express my appreciation to Jay for his vulnerability and sensitivity to the Lord today. The month of September, our theme is spiritual life. I and Pete will be teaching on worship this month, but that doesn't mean music and singing. It means what it's like to live the life of worship. That means devotion. That means service. That means obedience. That means the word. That means prayer. And it may include music and song. But this emphasis will also include fasting this month. I'll be sending out a devotional and asking you for one day next week for you to spend time with the Lord about you. We'll have a different emphasis in October and another in November. In a season like this, in a day like this, in a moment like this, there are those who respond and those who feel like they're being overtaken by life. We're going to return to worship, but those of you who feel the urgency of life, you need to slip out, feel free to do that. But we're going to be on this theme of spiritual life for the month of September, and I wanted to bring that to your consciousness. Thank you to our first-time guests. There is a hospitality room. Some of our folks would love to meet you, have some information exchange with you, and give you a gift. But Pete, if you'd take us back to worship, those of you who need to leave, you're free to go, and Jay has something to say.
Before you leave, there was a word that came earlier about two needs for healing specifically. One was, not overly specific, but generally, problems with the colon. That's all I know, but the Lord's got grace for that today. Additionally, we had a word about macular degeneration, and the Lord wanted to heal that. If you resonate with any one of those words, I'd love to pray with you. And so I'll be standing over here, and please come forward. And with that, go ahead, Pete.
seek you. The more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup of your hand, lay back against you and breathe and feel your heart. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I find you, the more I find you, we're going to do one more song.
I believe you will come. My soul longs for you, nothing else will do. I've